you do water blessing as part of that or as part of your dham?
We do it both times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we do it as part of our praznik.
Yeah.
And then we also incorporate the grave blessing at the same time as our praznik.
Okay, you don't do it. You don't have a prava day after Easter.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the things that changes with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does the priest bring the water? You bring the water?
We bring the water.
Yeah, he blesses it.
He blesses it.
How does he bless it?
With a special service afterwards. Like, I don't know what kind of a question is that.
Okay, no, I'll tell you, some place they use candles.
Yeah, we use candles.
And some place they use a cross.
No, we use candles.
He dips the candles in?
Right.
Three? That three.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And everybody has a drink?
Everybody has a drink, and everyone is, we have a message manager, so we warn or advise people in advance to bring a jar if they want to take water home.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have cups.
Do.
Yeah, a lot of people bring and take home.
What do you do with it at home?
If you're sick, you have a little drink, or mm-hmm. we share it on a special occasion. We share holy water, and
you mm-hmm. have a sip with dinner, or what?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people use it for house blessings, or you actually have a priest come out.
We actually have a priest that comes out and blesses the houses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of places, if you can't get a priest, people use
right.
the holy water
for
a house
and
blessing.